Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day? That's interesting, isn't it? I don't make another mistake. No, it's day 437. How are we all doing? I see there's been some shenanigans in the chat. That would be Simon, wouldn't it, Simon? Oh, I'm loving this. Quite a conversation. In fact, I had to do a triple take to see when it all stopped. When the real people arrived. Oh, you lot are crazy. You really are. So, hello, Simon. Hello, fake Johnny. Hello, fake Mike. He is indeed on a webinar. Luckily, I do believe it's due to finish at 7:30. Let me check that. 7:30, which is just as well, because what's tonight at 8 o'clock? Oh, if the webinar had run into that, there would be tears before bedtime. Right, let's carry on. Oh, there's fake Kim as well. I don't know if original cheat Rene is real or not. Oh, good grief. Anyway, hello, Alex. No, I think Alex is Alex. Oh, fantastic. Yay, Kim's black hole is working. There's a title for the show. Excellent. Oh, Elaine, you're brilliant. I like that bit. I particularly like that bit. Hello, Tony. Oh, good grief, what a day. Wednesday is quite light in my course, which makes a change. Oh, was I exhausted last night. Almost a crash and burn moment, but not quite. So I was okay. I was okay. But oh, was I tired. So I headed off to bed. Actually slept through. So did actually manage to get some sleep. The last session finished, I think it was 4:30 in the morning. But luckily there wasn't a 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock today. So I was just in a prone position on the bed with an iPad. Oh, in relation to which, had an idea. But needed to ask, do any of you use Apple Notes? Because Apple Notes just popped up and I thought, what are you? Go away. I have more than enough. Believe me, more than enough. Notes app. Don't need another one. But I thought I'd have a look at it. Seem better, seem worse. But let me know. Right. What have we got now? It's Renee's special time. Bargains. Kept an eye out. Split screen on iPad. Oh, I would love that. I'd bankrupt myself. And probably Mike as well. Kim says, just an FYI, found Cloud Mounter much more intuitive for this muggle than Mountain Duck. I've not actually tried Mountain Duck myself, but given the price of it and given the reviews, I assumed it had been around a while. Not even one I had heard of until about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I have just literally this minute, I'm processing videos and I don't want to keep 20 copies of them locally as backup. So I thought I've got all that lovely, lovely space in pCloud. So I'll stick backups in pCloud. But on this machine, I don't have the pCloud client installed. I do on my laptop and I do on the old machine that sits behind me. But I remember installing it was a living nightmare. It needed you to install this component to make it work. And then it got itself into a right old tangle. So I never bothered with it over here. Anyway, I just contemplated and thought, you know what, might as well just do it in Cloud Mounter. So I've got pCloud now in Cloud Mounter. Apple Notes for Renee. Okay. Apple Notes for everything until you told you about Good Notes and now you're in heaven. Good Notes is fabulous. Good Notes is amazing. The only fly in the ointment for me ever with Good Notes was I was doing some beta testing and this was when I was on Mojave. And It was quite early on, I would say, in the Catalina thing. In fact, when I started the beta testing, Catalina hadn't even been released. And I wasn't doing the Catalina thing anytime soon. And I didn't. But then the issue became, in the middle of the beta program, they said, and here's a new beta. And when it installed, which it did, which it shouldn't have done, there was this no entry sign on it. And the issue was, they'd gone Catalina only. So I could still use it on my iPad, but I couldn't access anything on the desktop. So I thought, you know what, life's too short. I'm not Catalina-ing, not for that. So I already had purchased many years ago Notability, which Graham uses. So I thought, right, I've got Notability on the desktop, I've got Notability on the iPad, I'll switch to Notability. And I did. And the pen work, so the actual writing was lovely. It felt really great. And I don't have any special covering on my iPad or anything. Nothing like that. And it did. It just felt really nice. And there were certain things that were nice. And there were certain things that drove me up the pole. One was, it's got like a continuous scroll for the pages. So as soon as you get near the bottom of a page, it creates another page. And I just prefer swiping from page to page. But I thought, you can live with it, you know, take a chill pill, calm down. So I did, and I carried on with it, and it was okay. And it then came time to do what I do every year, which is I have one notebook, which is just like a day book, a day journal. If there isn't a specific place to do what I'm doing, so for instance, if I'm doing a VAT return, I will snap the page and I will put it in there and I will actually write everything in it, just the way I always do it. If I'm taking notes at a governor's meeting, doing the minutes, I will have a dedicated notebook for that. But anything else which is just like, I just want to scribble this down, or I'm just going to take some notes from a video. Now, you might think, well, surely you'd create something separate. No. No, because I'm never going to find it. So I have one notebook that's named 2021. And everything just goes in there. So it was at the point that I was creating this notebook. And I made the notebook and I started working with it. And then I thought, I want to move two pages. I just want to swap them over. No chance. Notability had a fit. Didn't like that idea at all. And I'm thinking, there must be a way to manage the pages. No. So I thought, right, OK, by this stage, I'd Catalina'd. So I thought, yeah, bye-bye Notability. And back I went to GoodNotes. That could happen again, of course. It could get to the point where GoodNotes on the desktop is Biggles only. In which case, going to have to seriously think about Biggles, aren't we? I'm avoiding it. I'm avoiding it for as long as humanly possible. But the day will come. Right. Hello, Tracy. Yes, I did see Cardhop is going subscription. Wasn't happy at that one. Do you know what my first thought was? I'll just uninstall it. I did keep Fantastical, because how they've done it is, the version that you had, so version one, you will get those features. It will carry on exactly as before. But I noticed they only announced the subscription after we'd all updated. So you can't kind of go back to the version that you had with no ads in it. You're now going to get, oh, would you like some premium features? Because that's exactly what they did last time and people went mad. Because it was just like, I'll just tap advert. Okay, cancel. I'll just tap advert. And it was just constantly going on about the subscription features, the premium features. Didn't like. So I actually think I will uninstall it and be done. I've got to a point now. Cardhop is an app, a contact management app. It's very nice. It's in the menu bar. I think there's also an iOS version. It's obviously from the same people as Fantastical, FlexiBits. And it is, it's nice. But a few years ago, 2018, Mike and I were at the point with our calendars. So there were three things we were trying to juggle. There was calendars, there was contacts, and mail. And our mail had been on Gmail in an enterprise account since 2011. We had no problem with the mail. Gmail is so standard, even though it's at our domain, it's done via Google. And it's so standard that it doesn't matter what client you want to use, it's fine. So the mail had been sorted since 2011. But our calendars were not on Google Calendar. They were on iCloud. They actually started life on .Mac and went through Mobile Me and then ended up on iCloud. So we had an issue with it, which was when you got an email and it had a calendar request in it, there was no Google Calendar attached. If you went to your calendar, the email would be your @mac.com email. Now, I did have one of those, but then we're back to merging accounts, aren't we? Yeah, don't mention that. Right. So Mike had already had to create one Google Calendar for appointments, because if an appointment request came into this email, it landed in Google, even though you had an iCloud account with that email address. It wouldn't work. It had to be an @iCloud address. So after much, and then what happened was, for about 3 weeks in May, June time, 2018, iCloud calendars went mad. So for 3 weeks, stuff was just disappearing. And I said to Mike, I'm done. I'm going. So he said, really? I said, yes, I'm going to Google Calendar. So if you remember, I said we went to a cricket match, my first cricket match ever, and I sat there mentally pondering as I'm watching this thing. Oh, there was pom-pom girls and all sorts. It was very American. They were trying to get the crowd giddy, and I'm thinking, this is cricket. Go away. So I pondered it all and sorted it out, and I moved my calendars to Google Calendar. My contacts, however, were still on iCloud. And I figured with that, maybe moving them wasn't such a good idea. And the rationale was, what would happen with the phone and stuff and the iPad? Now, I'd figured it should technically work. Now, I didn't do it for ages, but I came to a point where I thought, you know what, having these contacts separate is ridiculous. Let's shift them. So I moved those to Google as well. And during this time, Mike had said to me, oh, I manage my email in a browser. And I'm like, don't be silly. Don't be utterly ridiculous. But once I got everything together, he was quite right. And I do manage my mail. I won't say in a browser. I can do it in a browser, but I do find Mailplane is just the bomb. It's amazing. And my calendars are better than they have ever been. And the contacts work great. In fact, moving the contacts, now this could break it for some folk. It depends how you're working. On my iPhone, I had Google Maps and I had Apple Maps. And Apple Maps was useless. It had the pub round the corner half a mile away from where it actually was. So I wouldn't rely on it. But the thing was, if I went into Google Maps and I said, you know, take me to Pete's house. Or show me the way to Pete's house. I mean, we do know where Pete lives, but it's awkward. There's a roundabout with about 27 exits on it. So show me the way to Pete's house. And it hadn't got a clue what I was talking about. If I went into Apple Maps and said, show me the way to Pete's house, it was fine. And it was related to the fact of where the contact was. So I'd long given up on Google Maps actually working. I thought, I'm going to have to make like bookmarks if I want that to work. But after I'd moved the contacts to Google, and I went into Google Maps, I'm trying to navigate my way to this address, Pete's address, which is up in Rawtenstall, which is very rural. And as I got towards Rawtenstall, Google Maps said, are you going to Pete's? I thought, what? I couldn't believe it. And it was because I'd moved the contacts. So once I moved everything into Google, I was fine. So at that point, I actually decided, you know what? Let's just simplify everything. And let's dump the million mail clients, Spark, there was Boxer. Oh, there was a million of them. And they all had really nice features. But what I wanted was like a standard set of features. So, for instance, that this business last week of email inbox zero, you can't do it. You just can't do it, can you? You'll get a mail and there'll be something stupid in it like today. So like Tracy's just mentioned that. The card hop mail. I thought, oh, I'll mention that in After Hours. That's worth looking at. What do you do with it? Where are you supposed to stick it? If you leave it in your inbox, it's in the way. If you tag it in some kind of way, you'll never find it again. So it's those nuancy type of things. And each email client had a different way of handling it. Oh, look, you can put a reminder on it and show it me later. Or you can do this. And it's amazing. And it is. But it's not standard. If I then log in via a browser, all that mail then spews back into the inbox and stuff. So I decided to do without. I mean, if mail plane went away tomorrow, I could still cope. Let's put it like that. I could work in a browser. So I think what I'll do with Cardhop is just lose it. I'll just delete it and be done with it. Best way to go, I think. So long answer to a short question, that. you love the app, you won't be paying extra. No, because the thing is, as I understand it, and I haven't actually, it may have updated itself, I don't know. But from my reading of it, it says your subscription is now good for two apps. So is there a single subscription to Cardhop, or is it this joint thing where now you've got Fantastical on Cardhop? And what they said in the email was, you know, now it's better value. I thought, just a minute, how could it be better value when I wasn't paying for it in the first place? You know, I've already made that investment and I've bought it. These companies are just, they're either badly advised or run by children who think like, oh, the way forward, subscription, money, and they don't think about the user. There's a couple of ones who got it, I won't say right because it's subscription, but you know what I mean. One was Ulysses. Now, the reason Ulysses got it right, if they had to do the subscription thing, they got it right. Because if you'd bought it and you got to work back to what was actually going on at the time, when you bought it, you bought it on the Mac, on the phone and on the iPad. So you're paying three times anyway. A subscription obviously takes that away. But they got it right because if you'd bought any of the apps, one, you could carry on using them and you did not need to pay for the subscription. You only needed to pay for the subscription if you wanted to get the updates moving forward. So that was point one. But then if you took a subscription, you're grandfathered, and I think it's £20 a year off forever. So the fact they acknowledged the fact that you'd bought it, and instead of giving you just something for free, you know, 6 months or something, they give you money off forever, which was a good approach. Another one is MindNode. And I must admit, with MindNode, that's been subscription for a while. And I know it's on setup. It's called MindNode Plus. So you can use MindNode as much as you like for free. But if you want the plus features, which isn't synchronization, I think synchronization's totally free, but don't quote me. It's the ability to edit and the outline view and all of that. If you want that, then there is this MindNode Plus thing, which I think used to be about $40. And Mike looked at it and decided, he wasn't sure, I'll be honest, he wasn't sure. And, you know, that kind of subscription, for me, that would have value. But for him, he wasn't sure, so he left it. I've just gone in and had a look at it because I'm on the beta thing. And whilst I'm beta testing, I don't need to pay for it. So on the desktop, I don't need to pay for it. But on iOS, they've moved to this plus thing, so you do. So I thought, let's have a look at it. You know, this is something that I use. And it's gone down from £40 to $19 something. That was part one. What are you looking at there? Is this because Daddy's not here and you've got your head in the treat bag? Yes, Mummy, pretty much. Oh, look at that. But we have to do pause. Come on. Good girl. Right, I've got a red dentist stick now. Going out on the landing with it and chewing it by Daddy's door. Right, so she's happy enough there. So I went to have a look at it. So it's halved in price. And I don't know if that's an offer, but it did say for life. So I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking, well, you know, I do use it, so I'll pay it. Not exactly happily, but I'll pay it. And then I looked underneath and there was a trial. And the trial was 14 days. So I thought, fair enough. And then there was this dot bit. And I thought, what's that? And I thought the small print underneath the small print. So I went to have a look at the small print, small print. And it said, you bought version 6. We gave you version 7 free. So I've been, the reason that it was free for me, even though the subscription's been there for 2 years, was everybody who had 6 got 7 for free. And then it said, you know, we wish to support you going forward. So your trial, you know, you would subscribe today, but instead of a 14-day trial, we'll give you a year for free. And I'm like, I'll take that. I'm quite happy with that. So it was a bit like I said with, because of the thought they've put into it and the options that they've given me, I would trust them more than I said yesterday with Setup, who keep changing the rules. It's like trying to hit a moving target with Setup. Hello, Pete. All right, let's have a look. Oh, Renee, can I request a Microsoft Teams review tutorial in Awkward August? Is it Awkward August? What about Awesome August? You'll be moderating tomorrow without a clue. Do it anyway, since they pay me for it. Oh, I love that, Renee. Mike uses Teams at work. I'm sure he does. Let me think. What was... Wouldn't be Slack, would he? Teams. Yeah, I think he uses Teams at work. They've changed 3 times. When they started off, that was a social network, though, wasn't it? Yammer. No, I'm pretty sure he does use Teams at work. And I think we have an installation of it somewhere. We have a Microsoft Enterprise account for my company. We don't actually use it in terms of deploying it like most companies would, because we have other ways of doing that. But everything, the reason that we have it is so that we can do demos on it. So we have like a SharePoint server and all the rest of it, but we don't actually use SharePoint in Anger. There is an installation of it. It's configured. There's documents in it, but it's for demos. So I think possibly a Teams thing might be a possibility. Anyway, Mike will be with us shortly. So I shall put a post-it note in front of me wee donkey mug and we'll ask him. There you go. Kim started getting excited about WWDC. Did you see that mock-up today? Oh, I'm thinking, girl, you do not need a laptop. You would not need a laptop if you were leaving the house every day. But particularly now, you do not need a laptop. And I'm thinking, yes, but shiny. If it's got ports on it, please, can I have ports on it? That would be amazing. Oh, I would love that. We'll have to see how that goes. I'm more interested in the iMac, obviously. Much, much more interested in the iMac. But that could possibly be a pipe dream at this stage. You doubt it, Mrs. Renee will be as excited. No, is Mrs. Renee taking custody of the credit cards for the duration, Renee? We actually put ours in the freezer 1 year just in case. We really did. Oh, good grief. Oh, Renee has a Microsoft 365. That's more than enough. That's what's really weird with us. You know, we've got this enterprise account. I think it's an E3 level enterprise account for a few reasons. One, for demo purposes. You need the enterprise level stuff for demo purposes if you're demoing that level of stuff. The other reason is Excel isn't Excel. There's Excel and then there's Excel. It used to be a range of plugins and they're only available on an enterprise level account. I think now it could have morphed into BI or whatever Mike plays with. But without that, for the last, gosh, he's been doing it about 10, 12 years, you wouldn't have had the plugins available to you. So they're only available at a corporate level. So we did that. Plus the fact it actually morphed from something called the action pack. Had anybody heard of that? The Microsoft Action Pack. It came out in 1998. And I went to this conference in Birmingham. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, yeah. And then they mentioned it. And I said, I thought, how much? It was back in the day, it was a binder that they sent to you. So instead of being like, it was probably the height of an arch lever when you open it, but only half the width. And if you can imagine an arch lever file with CD wallets in it, but not 4 CDs, just 2 CDs, one at the top, one at the bottom. That's the kind of binder it was, in like a zip thing. Very nice binder. And what was in it was everything. It was everything Microsoft made. The whole thing. You had 10 installations of Windows, 10 installations of Enterprise Windows, 10 installations of Office, you name it. Visio was in it, Project was in it. Oh, everything they made was in this binder. And the idea was, and they launched it at this event in Birmingham, was it was a way for like small to medium enterprises to be able to get that skill up themselves and then offer their services to bigger companies. So somebody like me, where I don't have 65,000 employees, but I've got access as a Microsoft partner to every single item that a company like AstraZeneca would have. And that way I can train them. Other than that, it would cost me more to kit up than it would that you know, than you would get for training them. So they announced all this stuff and I'm like, and mentally I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I'm taking notes, but I'm thinking, yeah, this will be horrendous. This will be like, you'll need a kidney factory. And then he said, and the price today is £199. We all nearly fell off the chairs. So I remember at the break, there was somebody there that I knew and we were talking to each other and she went, did you hear that? I don't believe it. It can't be. She's only like, Boris. So I said, there's a guy over there. He did some of the talking. I'm going to have a word with him. Went across. Yep, absolutely. That's it. You know, just sign on the dotted line here and we'll bill you. And I thought, that's fine. And then I'm thinking, is it per month? No, it was an annual subscription. And we've taken it ever since. Price has gone up since then. But, you know, it is what? 23 years ago. So Microsoft Action Pack. It's called something else now. And you don't get the snazzy binder. It's all online now and you download your installation DMGs. You can burn them to a disk if you want, but you know, everything's downloadable. So that's what we do with that. But even though we have that, we both have a Microsoft 365 account, and that's the one we actually use. So despite the fact we've got this enterprise level thing, we also pay twice for 365. There was one year Mike didn't and he was piggybacked on mine. Because obviously you can have six users. Anyway, he decided in the end something to do again with Excel. He would have his own account. So I've got 6 terabytes. He's got 6 terabytes. But he now, his mum had a problem with a version of Office she had installed. Now, this version of Office she had installed was nothing to do with us. And let's just say I don't think there was a receipt involved. So when the machine died a death, I said, why don't you just piggyback her on your 365 and call it done? Now, she wouldn't have minded paying and having her own, but, you know, she doesn't need to. So we created a brand new Microsoft account for her. And the machine that had died had all the photographs on it. No concept of backing up. Can I just reiterate? We had nothing to do with this or it would have been backed up to the hilt. So she's piggybacked on his. But yes, we do still have those. What mock-up am I talking about, Tracy? Let me know. Did I mention a mock-up? Oh, in the mail. The one in the mail. Oh, it's nice, Tracy. It went out in the mail today. We're at that stage, you know, 10 days to go to WWDC, that we're getting lots of drawings, beautiful 3D renderings of concepts. And this one is a concept. It's the 16-inch MacBook Pro with ports, like HDMI ports and other ports, and supposedly a MagSafe charger. They have really realised the error of their ways with the lack of MagSafe. The MagSafe was genius. Why fiddle with something that works? So I would love that to be real. But there again, why? Because I don't need a laptop. Oh, I want an iMac. Oh, no, I must rein myself in. Mustn't I? You guys must rein me in too. Oh. CQ Deb, how are you doing? Oh, Tracy also used to have the partner thing. Gave it up, not worth it. I guess once we went to a Mac, because we had it before then, obviously, for 8 years. Once we went to a Mac, I was less interested. But at the point I went to a Mac, I did still have a PC. In fact, I had a room full of them. We only had one Mac. So in 2006, we literally just had the one Mac. It was a case of like when we got an external drive, it was like, well, how are we going to format this? Because if we format it to Mac only, we're not going to be able to read it with anything else in the house. You'd be able to read it via the network but you wouldn't be able to read it with anything, with any other computer. So if the Mac broke, you'd have this drive and you wouldn't be able to read it. So I pondered that for quite a while. And I decided, this was about 4 or 5 months after we got the Mac, that I would format it to Apple format. And if the Mac had to go in for repair, it was broken or whatever, I would pitch up at the Apple store with my drive in my hand. And I'd just sit there and take the data off that I wanted. And that was what we did. Oh, it's silly looking back. It's like, really, you did that? Yes, I did. I did. But after that, once we had to, we went from having one Mac to having four. The second one that arrived was a 17-inch MacBook Pro in the September. And when they had the Black Friday sales on, who's used a Mac long enough to remember when the Black Friday sales were worth having? When they were 10 or 20% off across the board. It's like, wow. And my dad got a 17-inch Mac iMac. And I bought a 24-inch iMac. And Mike took my 20-inch iMac. So we went from having one to having four, at which point you didn't have the kind of thing to worry about, to concern yourself about with, well, what if the drive can't be read on anything else? But at that point, I still had a PC on the desk, on my primary desk at the time. And it sat there for at least 2 years. I know that for a fact, because I didn't move my mail to my Mac for 2 years. That's frightening looking back. So from April 2006 until the summer of 2008, all my mail was on the PC. I don't know, actually, in hindsight, how I coped. I honestly don't. If I was buying something, I remember buying something. It'd probably be Rogue Amoeba. And it obviously twigged you were on a PC and it said, this is Mac only software, are you sure? Yes, I really am. 2 years. Oh, what was I doing? I do believe that Mike has finished. So we'll get an answer to that question about Microsoft Teams. First of all, we need to ascertain is that what he uses, but I think it is. And today's a light day for sessions. So although my 5 o'clock dragged on till 7:15. So I missed the last 15 minutes. But let's say I'll just time shift it later. We'll just leave that there. Oh, have you heard Daddy? So you're going to tell Daddy that Mummy was really mean and didn't feed you. But the MacBiters will rat you up and tell Daddy that I did. She's intently listening. Where is he? Oh, Daddy. He's on his way. Hello, Daddy. Don't listen if she says I've not fed her.
Really?
Because you can see, you know that bag of treats you brought up? There's only one left. We have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Renee, what did you call August? Let's have a look back.
What did I call August?
Not you. Awkward August. Renee wants to request a Microsoft Teams review or tutorial. So I said I thought you used Teams at work.
I do.
Looking at that. Kim had to answer the phone and Kiva snagged her lunch. Let me think. I don't think Lola's ever done that, but Ollie would have done. Oh, I reckon Ollie and Kiva together, a nightmare. He would actually climb in the oven or the fridge left alone. You'd open the oven and, the heat, you step back. He never did. We had to take him out the kitchen. He had no sense whatsoever. So, did Kiva get a talking to? Or did you just laugh? Which is usually what we do. Night, Pete.
Am I allowed to do a session in Awkward August?
You can do whatever you like. Hello, Sarah. Oh, multitasking. On a Snagit demonstration, loving it. You can capture images and send straight to Word. You can, and PowerPoint, if and when it works. Mine, not so much so. What was it doing? Basically, the answer when I contacted support was nuke the plist and start again. And I thought, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to be doing that. But I'll have to have a look at it. Love Snagit. Foxit has a new release. Isn't that the one you use?
No, Deb uses it. No, I looked at Foxit. I can't remember. Deb, tell me. You trialed it.
Renee says, no, I need Snagit. Oh, Sarah, come on. I not only told you it did text.
PDF Architect, I think.
I demonstrated the fact that Snagit did text as well. But it's a lot slower than Text Sniper. A lot slower.
Is it PDF Architect?
Kiva was putting her kennel. You're trying hard not to laugh at her.
Yeah, PDF Architect.
I know they do say, don't they, that you've got to have like the right attitude to kind of train them not to do that. But half the time you're just laughing. When I used to try and be stern with Maya, especially when it was something of my mum's. He once nicked off with a pair of tights that were brand new. I think she'd worn them once and they were brand new, you know. They weren't like these that were like, I'll wear these in the house because they're not. Now, that's pantyhose, I think, to you. So she'd very carefully taken them off and there they were. And he made off with them. And it wasn't that he was doing anything with them. What he wanted you to do, it was like playing for him. Chase him, you know, try and get them back. And she did exactly the right thing, which was she was so annoyed with him. This is why I never wanted a dog, was what I got. I thought, what, we shouldn't leave the tights lying around, should you? But what she did was she just wouldn't speak to him. She just, every time he came nuzzling nearer, she just like put her hand out and turned away. Oh, he couldn't take it. He could not take it. In the end, he left these things alone. And eventually she just like whipped them back. But it took him about 3 days of you know, the silent treatment before she like petted him. And he never did do it again. She was quite right. Once was enough. Now, Mike, on the other hand, whenever the washing came out, Maya was there dragging it around the garden. It was a menace. Lola hasn't done that yet. She mind you, how many toys has that dog got? More than is good for a little dog. She does. There's toys all over the place. Just checking. Yeah, she's still got chicken impaled on the handle. She was so disgusted. Oh, Jim, I have to apologise, Sarah. Just saying that I did mention that because I was using it. I had that little app called Pikatext. Pikatext is great if you want to edit it somewhere before you paste it. But I switched from that because I thought, you know, I don't need another app installed, do I? I switched from that to Snagit. But the thing with Snagit is it is a lot slower than Text Sniper. So one thing that I did today with Text Sniper that I probably wouldn't have bothered, I'll be honest, with Snagit because it's just been too slow. I have an application called iTV, EYETV. And it is the software part of a device that enables you to watch the TV if you want. So there's a series on tonight in the UK. Let me have a look. B, it's got the word B and within it, I think. Or something about dying. I was recommended it anyway. I have no idea if it's any use to man nor beast. So let me have a look. Before we die. There you go. Now, was it tomorrow? I think it was tomorrow. The one program that I sit glued to, but I have to vet it before Mike sees it, if you'll pardon the pun, which is Super Vet with Noel Fitzpatrick. Amazing, amazing work that he does. Absolutely amazing. But sometimes the animal dies. So that has to be vetted out for Mike. He doesn't like that. But that is on at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And then there's another thing on after it. So what I would need to do is put a timer on for the first one. So it's a bit like setting a VHS years ago. You need to set the timer for the start of the first programme, but then extend it until after the second programme. But that means it will record it, but you won't get the metadata. So the description and the title of it, you won't get any of that. You used to be able to copy and paste it in the app, but they have improved, massive air quotes, the app, and you can't do that anymore. So I text snipered the text and just pasted it in, and it did such a good job. It really did a great job. I wouldn't have bothered with Snagit. It would have taken that long for it to go into it and then me edit it, that I wouldn't have bothered. But it did. It worked really well. I've just spotted a program. I have no idea what this is about, but looking at this, could it be an Indian program? I have no idea. But tomorrow night, apparently, at 10 o'clock, on Channel 4. Just if you're in case you're in the UK and you want to watch it. There's a programme. Kim's going to love this. We Are Lady Parts. Not pipes, parts. We Are Lady Parts. I have no idea what that's about. But it says Lady Parts make a meaner and enticing offer. I wonder if it's like a pop group. No idea. Lady Parts. We Are Lady Parts. Oh, genius. Kim was on the phone with a physician, wanting to get an info about some tests, and Kiva came running in with my bra in her mouth. It's like they know, isn't it? Oh, she can't chase him at the minute to get an important phone call. Maya didn't do that with food much, which surprised me. That really surprised me. He only ever once ran off with some food, and that was that pudding for my dad. And I managed to extricate it. Heaven knows how, because he could shift way faster than me. But I did actually manage to get it back, which is just as well, because it was the last pudding that we had. So we would have to have gone to the chip shop to get a pudding for him. We never did tell him that the dog had had it first, but, you know, he said it was fine and he didn't die or anything, so no problem. That was the only thing he ever nicked. And Lola will sit and watch, but she won't actually, like, she was stood up. There's a bag next to me, like a freezer bag, which has got water in it and it keeps it cool. So we've got like ice blocks at the bottom, and her treats were on the top, and she's just stood there for about 5 minutes and like sniffed, but she didn't even try and take one. I don't know if it was like something more enticing, i.e. something on a plate of mine. Clearly my salads are not enticing enough. Mind you, we did have steak tonight, so you never know. But they're so funny, aren't they? And you do just laugh. Oh, Simon says Lady Parts is supposed to be really good. Darn it, missed the first episode. Oh, no. What's it about? I can't make that out from this listing that I've got. Oh, and some of the tripe on here. It reminds me why we don't have a TV. It really is bad. What else have we got on here? Celebrity Juice. What's that about? No idea. Bob's Burgers. What am I missing with Bob's Burgers? It's the old stuff that's worth having. So on BBC Four, which is one of my favourite channels, the only thing with BBC Four is they've got some great dramas, but they're all foreign with subtitles. And it's exhausting trying to keep up with the action and read the subtitles. Action, subtitles, action, subtitles. And instead of putting them on at one a week, they put them on at two a week as well. So you're like an hour and a half. Mind you, I have picked up some words. It's weird because I know what they mean in the context, but there's no way I could like write them or say them. But I've picked up some words. But on there, they've got the original series of All Creatures Great and Small and stuff like that. So that would be my favourite channel, that. We do have an episode of Vera on tomorrow for you, Kim, The Seagull. Still not caught up with Vera in any way, shape or form. Only ever seen one episode. But I definitely want to get this super vet because he's saving his own dog tomorrow. It got hit by a van. So I'm assuming that the dog survived. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called Saving My Dog. So I think that one's safe for Mike to watch. I'm saying you don't like it when they die, do you?
No.
You only want to watch super vet when they do. Okay, it is an Indian ethnicity girl band. Apparently, all on catch up to binge. Right, okay. I read that as binge. You're okay, Simon. Oh, Kim loves All Creatures Great and Small. I never saw the original series, I'll be honest. No, I didn't. Was it the 70s? 1978. So, yeah, a little bit. I was only 10, 11. What was I doing when we were 10?
Reading a book.
I was, actually. And you know what I'm thinking? My memories from being 9 and a half... to being 12, it's been stuck in that hellhole of a village. There was once, this is how bad this village was. The electric was on and off, up and down like a yo-yo. And there was one night I wanted to watch a quiz. It was like a kid's quiz or a family quiz. And you had like, just like Mastermind, you had like a topic. And this particular person's topic was Enid Blyton books. Well, obviously, I'd read the lot. So I wanted to watch this thing. Needless to say, 10 minutes before it came on, the electric went off. And this was before the time you could get it on YouTube or somebody would have recorded it. There was no such thing as video recorders. I'm kicking it off like, do we have to live here? It's horrible. And the thing is, it was all electric. So when the electric went off, it was freezing. So my dad said, follow me. And we went outside and Dad had got, because before we moved to this hellhole of a village, we used to have a caravan. Mum hated caravan holidays, but Dad loved it. Which is pretty much how our friends are now, aren't they? Mm. The woman loathes it, but the guy loves it, so she's got to go along with it. Anyway, because we've been in a caravan, he'd bought this black and white TV. It was only about 8 inches across. But the thing was, because it was for the caravan, it worked off a car battery. So he went outside and he lifted the bonnet on his car and he hooked this TV up and I watched the entire half hour outside, huddled under the garage roof, watching it on his car. Thing is, though, that's like, it's like, OK, it would have been nicer inside with a colour telly. This was black and white as well, you know, with your feet up, having a drink. But if I'd have done that, I probably wouldn't have remembered it. But because it was so difficult just to watch this programme, do remember it. Oh, we were very lucky with that, weren't we? So should I have a look at the lady parts then? We found a programme, Mike. We are the lady parts. No, we are lady parts.
Oh.
Maybe we should write to them about sponsorship of the lady pipes. Oh, Deb saw all the original All Creatures Great and Small. No, I've seen like odd little bits. Is that considered glamping? Oh, talking of which, I'm glad you mentioned that because I spotted this as well. While I was looking around, I think that's on tonight. So let's go to now and move on to 10 o'clock tonight on some weird channel. Is it tonight? I thought it was 10 o'clock tonight. All right, 10 o'clock. There it is. Do you know Johnny Vegas? Was he in Vampire Killers?
No idea.
Lesbian Vampire Killers. He's a comedian. Anyway, he's got a show on tonight. After two grueling years, Johnny's finally ready for the grand unveiling of his glamp site. So it's called Johnny Vegas Carry On Glamping. This is episode 4, apparently, so somehow I've missed the first three. No problem there. But yeah, Carry On Glamping. Did not know that. Whoa. Did I mention that we have nothing but wall-to-wall tripe on the TV? Today's entertainment on the TV has been Dominic Cummings all day. Basically, dissing Boris. Have you enjoyed that, Simon? Benidorm. I've never seen an episode of Benidorm. Is he in Benidorm? The one he was in that I absolutely thought he was fantastic in was... it was on UK Gold. And I'd not seen the first one, but it was like a film. It wasn't like a series. It was like what's the matter with you? Like a 90-minute film, comedy film. It was something to do with like having a, like a cruise, but like a real bargain bucket cruise. It was so funny. Oh, it was so well written. They then did a follow-up, and I didn't think the follow-up was as good, but it was laugh a minute. I loved them. Let's see if I can find out what that was called. And they've just done a series now based on it. Good grief, was he in Bleak House? I did not know that. Oh, and there's Frank Sidebottom. Didn't know he was in that either, because that's next door to us. Timperley. Frank Sidebottom came from Timperley. Right, where are we? There you go. Death on the Tyne was the second one. And what was the other one? Oh, you're right. Benidorm's listed. Where's the other one? Surely it's not that long ago. Murder on the Blackpool Express. Oh, if that ever comes on, watch it. So funny. So funny. I don't know how come I ended up watching it, because you know me, I watch nothing. But that was so funny. That was really worth seeing. It had such a cast in it as well. So many people that I knew. There's a girl in it. Is she the one from Sean Gibson? Yeah, she's the one from Carshare, Peter Kay's Carshare. And she's like the love interest in it. Oh, it's fantastic. Would highly recommend that. Oh, Sarah binge watched Innocent the other night. Brilliant. That was good, wasn't it? I saw the first one and then I thought, is this like a follow on from the first one? Do I have to like refresh myself on the first one? But it's like a totally different story, wasn't it? I don't know who they've got writing for them at the minute, ITV, but that was really good. And another one that was really good, the one with Nicola Walker, Unforgotten. Oh, that was fantastic. Unforgotten was amazing. I think it was the fifth series, wasn't it? I remember watching the first one thinking, oh, it'll be rubbish. Because ITV, they just, maybe it's the adverts that break it up, but it, just not great. But that was amazing. There's five series of that and I absolutely loved it. Oh, here's Simon. Ah, the world according to Simon. Cummings is really just confirming everything that you suspected. In particular, what is really damning is that Bongo was actually pursuing a policy of herd immunity. And that explains the Nightingale's hospitals, which would have been full to the brim if they hadn't eventually locked down. It's really the most disgraceful thing I've ever heard in politics. Dangerously naive and uncompassionate politics. Totally agree, Simon. Because I couldn't understand at the beginning why we just didn't lock down. And it came out today that, you know, Boris said that people wouldn't take it. And I thought, I think they would. I think they obviously there'll be some that won't because they're idiots. But I think people would have done if you'd have handled it the right way. And it, the way he was going on about it just made me think that he couldn't make his mind up. Couldn't make his mind up. The only thing that I'll say about Cummings being on today is, you know, by showering the proverbial all over Boris, did anybody ask him why he thought it was a good idea to travel back home, take his infected wife and child with him, and then go visit Barnard Castle? Did anybody ask that? You know, he should have, while he's showering Boris in the proverbial, you know, maybe he should take some responsibility for that himself. And whether it was in the letter of the law with the restrictions was less significant than whether it was in the spirit of it. And it was not in the spirit of it. And I'm pretty sure that it was illegal as well. And if, when you think about those two women that were arrested and fined for having a cup of coffee together, and he's travelling halfway across the country with his infected wife, it was just unbelievable. So that, what was that mentioned? Anyone know where you can find the first series of Vera? BBC only has from series 4. I don't think the BBC has any. Isn't that an ITV one? Is it on the ITV hub? Let's have a look. ITV hub. I'll tell you another one that was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic, but then I'd already read the book. Anybody seen Des? D-E-S. The Pembrokeshire Murders was good as well, but Des was fantastic. It was about Dennis Nielsen, and it was David Tennant. Wow, the guy deserved a BAFTA. Right, let's have a look if we can find Vera. Series 1, Episode 1, Vera. Let's have a look. That's not Vera, that's Van der Valk. Series 1 episode, that's Van der Valk as well. Crying out loud, I put Vera in. Search is working well. Oh, Vera. Vera. That's better. Right, what's on here? How many series have we got? Oh, it's all bizarre, isn't it? No, this is even worse. This has only got a series 9 and series 5. Unless, imagine what they're showing on ITV3. Have you tried ITV3? They're full of repeats. Oh, that was another one that was pretty decent. Bancroft. Very, very dark. First series was like, wow. Came to the second series. Good grief. It was good, that one. It's ITV, Tracy. It's on the ITV hub, which is itv.com/hub. But I can't see even that. I've got series 9, episodes 1, 2 and 3, and series 5, 2, 3 and 4. Why would you not put the entire series on? I mean, come on. No, they haven't. So no, that's all that's on there at the moment. Mind you, I do have a back door. Hang on while I backdoor it and see what we've got on there. Do wish they would call it more than Vera. Because my backdoor search is going to come back with 3 million things, which it has. Right, let's keep going. Come on, down the bottom with the V's. But before the radio station. Oh, no. There must be something listed. Come on. Right, should we go right down to the bottom and then back up again? Right. No, exactly the same is available on the downloader. Exactly the same. So only series 9. I might have the first episode somewhere. I don't know. Because that was something... Or did Mum watch that? Oh, hang on. It says here. Just a minute. Oh, and series 10. Catch up on the hub. Full series. You're lying to me. Because next to it says there's only 6 episodes available to watch. Do you know, I really don't like the ITV hub. So no, Tracy, I can't see episode 1 or series 1. Have you tried YouTube? Because it's quite old now. So with it being older, there's a possibility it could be on YouTube. Let's have a look. YouTube. Vera episodes. Because I find an entire series on there. There you go. Hang on, where's that? Oh, it doesn't like that one. Oh, I nearly had it. Nearly it escaped from me. Right, let's go back up there. YouTube. Yeah, there are some episodes on there. Oh, no, that's been pulled down. Crying out loud. Vera Season 1 trailer. Is that the full thing? No, it's not. Season 2, Episode 2. Season 1, Episode 3. There's a possibility you might find it on there. They're not in any meaningful, useful kind of order, though, to be honest. But yes, there are some on YouTube. I think I found McDonald and Dodds on YouTube. Let's see what we can find if we search for Vera. Right. Fingers crossed. Da-da-da-da. That's sneaky. Is this actually Vera? Let's have a look. Good grief, the quality's shocking. But I think I've found it. I think I've found it for you. There you go. Search for Vera. But interestingly, what's then happened is when you go to it, the title's not there. I'm assuming that's because if it was, it'd be pulled off it. But there's a playlist on there. Let's have a look at the playlist. Ooh. Oh, no, there's all kinds of weird stuff on here. As well as that one, which is Vera Series 1, there's a load of weird stuff on the playlist. But I think that might be the first episode. Oh, McDonald and Dodds was great. Loved it. Watched a YouTube lecture by the Holocaust Museum. How do regular citizens become murderers? That sounds interesting, actually, doesn't it? We have a thing that where the local church hooks up with the local synagogue for Holocaust Memorial Day. And I did want to go, but then we went into lockdown. And that was the end of that. Anyway, as I've said, tonight, important night. Important night, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it's theme night.
Oh, it's theme night as well as that. It's theme night, but it's also cup final night. It is the European tin pot. What are we calling it now?
Tin pot.
Yeah, it's the tin pot. They've all got names. The Euro something. What's it? Euro. It's not the Champions League, is it? It's the Euro something league.
Europa League.
That's the one. The Europa League. Or, as we call it, tin pot. And it's kicking off at 8 o'clock, isn't it?
It is.
Ah, so are we ready with the theme?
Yes.
Are you WhatsApping the theme?
Yes.
And then sharing the theme?
Yes.
And then we'll head off and watch the match. Ooh.
Shall I WhatsApp it now?
WhatsApp it now and then we can share it in here. Because it is football related, isn't it?
Yes.
It's football related. We can do that. Absolutely we can.
Right, there we go.
Whee! So, are you going to spill?
On Saturday night, Man City play Chelsea in the Champions League final. As both teams play in blue, what else could be this week's theme but the colour blue? Even I can get a Neil Trio out of that, but I'll leave it to Kath.
I think the Rev might be making an appearance. So, we're going to head off and watch the football match. If anybody's got any spare prayers or positive thinking, do send it our way. We could do with a win. Let's just put it like that. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Irrespective of whether they win or not, but a win would be rather nice, wouldn't it? Oh, yes, it would. So, for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.